Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I wanted to talk about something today that I don't actually see written up about in any of the formal IFS literature, or certainly didn't come up in training. So when we're being trained, and in almost any book you read about IFS, we talk about the fact that our parts can show up as thoughts and emotions, as bodily sensations. It can show up as memories that are suddenly popping from nowhere. And I want to share how my parts will also show up as song fragments or song lyrics in my head. I haven't seen that too many places. And I share it with clients or potential clients as I'm talking to them. And in a lot of cases, most people are like, oh, that's interesting. And they've never noticed it happening. But I've had three or four say like, oh my gosh, I've had that happen too. So then I thought, well, if there's a few of us, there's probably a few more of us. And so I thought I would share with you what that's like and how I came to realize that it was actually a part trying to give me a message. So I've had parts plant songs in my head, and I would be like, where did this come from? Before I realized it was parts, suddenly like a song, you know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. And so that's the kind of music that pops in my head. And I'll be like, where did that come from? But I don't think much about it. And then I just ignore it and go on my merry way. One day I was talking to my husband about something, some of my parts work that I was doing with my individual therapist. And suddenly a song by REM popped in my head, and it was Losing My Religion. And I thought, what the heck? I mean, they weren't like my favorite band, but I certainly enjoyed their music. And so I thought, okay, hold on a second. And so I have one of those subscription music services, like a lot of people. And I just heard in my head, what a waste of money. Thank you for sharing, part. So I pulled up Spotify. And was it Spotify? Anyway, I pulled up one of my subscription music service and listened to the song. Oh my gosh, the lyric was spot on. It was perfect for what I had been talking to my husband about. And I was just kind of, I stood there with my mouth open. I was just flabbergasted. So I thought I would share this with you that, hey, if a song pops in your head and you're like, that's random, I don't understand, maybe go check out the lyrics, go play the song. You know, the nice thing about the internet these days is you can find the lyrics online if you don't have a streaming music service. It could be a part trying to send you a message. Now that I'm aware of it, my parts use this often to communicate with me. I love it. It's been fabulous to know that there's another way that they can get in contact with me and tell me what they need to know. So that's it for the day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com or down below. So hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the new weekly content. And let me know, do you have parts singing to you? Until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.